We realize other talk show hosts right now are starting to pick up on the furor going on against the legal system. As I said, Dennis Prager just a few weeks ago said, the legal system is our enemy. Yes, it is our enemy right now because they are trying to destroy us. And you got to ask yourself, my God, why would fellow Americans, being our representatives and our legal system out there, be willing to crush us? It doesn't make sense. It almost gives you this dizzy feeling. How does that happen? It happens by individuals that go into government work are really not going in there to do any good for the public. They're going in there to line their pockets nowadays. Now, not all of them are, but the majority of them are. Have you ever heard of an honest politician? No. Let me get back to this James Sensenbrenner. He's a U.S. representative. And he sponsored a bill in order to alleviate fraudulent involuntary bankruptcy filings. And why did this representative, James Sensenbrenner, do this? Well, he did this because he heard of a case involving Stephen Magritz, a town of Fredonia man who submitted these involuntary bankruptcy petitions against 36 county officials. Now, I read from the article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Authorities believe Magritz was retaliating against them for foreclosing on 62 acres he owned on the Milwaukee River. The county took the property after he didn't pay about $30,000 in property taxes. The guy that reported this story is a man by the name of Peter Mahler at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And what is absolutely amazing is it's so full of half-truths and misstatements, it makes your head spin. The reason why Mr. Magritz filed these involuntary liens against these public officials is because he was saying that public officials were not addressing a crime that had been committed against him by a county attorney, Mr. Dennis Keneally. In a nutshell, and my regular listeners know the story, but I'm going to keep on bringing this up because this man right now is in jail. This case is going on currently where we're getting bills sponsored in Congress, and no one is telling the nation about the real story here. They're not telling you the reasons why this man truly filed these liens. Because if you knew the reasons why this man filed these liens, you would want to get him out of jail and take Sandy Gusworth, the county supervisor there, and put him in jail instead, along with Dennis Keneally, a public attorney out in the area, a county public attorney, and also another man by the name of Jeffrey Schmidt. And actually, these 36 county supervisors right now, I sent them letters, and I sent them CDs of the program that show that Miss Sandy Gusworth out there in Wisconsin was covering up an investigation of the crime committed by this Mr. Dennis Keneally. They haven't done anything about it. Maybe these people should be sent out to do public service time, like cleaning up the streets or picking up garbage or something, because these county officials are not doing their jobs. I contacted Representative Sensenbrenner for the last 2 months, have not received a phone call back from him. I contacted Sandy Gusworth just this last week and left a message for him. I contacted Peter Mahler at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and left messages for him saying, how can you write an article like this knowing that there needs to be an investigation done of this crime committed against Mr. Stephen Magritz? How can this happen? Well, it might go back to maybe a statement by Mr. Sandy Gusworth. And let me play this clip of Mr. Sandy Gusworth.
It has to do with whoever enforces the law, which is not me, Forte. I'd love to because I'd immune myself.
You think Sandy Gusworth was joking about that? A public official? He just told us he would immune himself. He'd also immune his buddies. Let me go back to this article that came out inside of the newspaper, this Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, which I don't think would use as toilet paper. It'd probably be too rough on my ass, because that's all it's good for. That sound a little bit disgusting to you? Well, you know what? You listen to this nonsense, and you see the things that I've seen here, you would throw up. Here's a quote from this article by Sandy Gusworth. With regards to paper terrorism, You can't believe how the actions of a few predators can so adversely affect a person's credit and their family. It's terrible that a person needs an act of Congress to clear their name while serving the public, Worth said. On the other hand, it's fantastic to have a congressman like Sensenbrenner. Big kiss on the ass by Sandy Gus Worth. And why is that? Because Sandy Gus Worth, Dennis Keneally, the county attorney out there, and Jeffrey Schmidt are online to do jail time. And I'm going to keep on pressing on this matter until I get the town of Fredonia put on the map across the United States. And it is extremely important to us here in California that this be done. Because we have got to take this monster that is out there, this judicial system that is being controlled by guys like Sandy Gus Worth and Representative James Sensenbrenner, and throw it out in the public's eyes to show what is going on here, and bust these guys wide open. And this is just the case we needed. It is an abuse of the USA Patriot Act. In this article by this Peter Mahler, and I left a message for this Peter Mahler this last week, asking, why haven't you contacted us and asked us what is going on inside of this case and inside of this matter? And the reasons why they're not doing that? When this matter really comes out and the information comes out that we have, that we've been trying to bring out to everybody, we sent out letters to the 36 county supervisors. We sent it to Judge Joseph McCormack, the presiding judge out there in Osage County. We sent it to the FBI. Of course, they don't call back. We sent it to the U.S. federal attorneys. We sent it to everybody. No one is doing anything about this. But when this information does finally get exposed, there's going to be some county officials that are going to be doing jail time. And Mr. Makritz is probably going to be having the choice of changing the name of the town of Fredonia to the town of Mr. Stephen Makritz, because they're going to owe him a lot of money. They say that he went ahead and didn't pay $30,000 in taxes on a 60-acre piece of property in this article. What they don't tell you is that that property is worth about $600,000. Further, what they don't tell you inside that article, that 60 acres, they didn't want to sell it at a foreclosure sale. The county supervisors decided they would like to turn that into a park. Mr. Magritz was swatted out of his home with a 25-man SWAT team with machine guns. It's outrageous. It can happen to you. And trust me on this one, county officials, government officials all across the nation, they know about this case. They know what these guys in Wisconsin are getting away with, and they're not going to say a word about it. Because if they did, well, they wouldn't be able to do it to you when it comes to dealing with you. And you might be sitting there saying, oh, gee, I don't get myself involved in this kind of stuff. You know, I'm too busy doing other things inside of my life. I've got other things I gotta worry about. You know, that is not what America is made about. When America had its initial revolution, there was only about maybe 3 or 4% or 5% of the population that really got up and stood up and said, you know what, we're not going to take this anymore. Are you going to be part of that 3 or 4 or 5% that helps save our country right now? Or are you going to be that other 95% that sits there and gets your blood sucked out of you by these little bastards out there right now? I'm not. I'm going to keep on fighting. Going back to Mr. Sensenbrenner. I left a message for Mr. Sensenbrenner again this last week. I left it for his press secretaries. We have not had any phone calls back. And the reason why we're not getting phone calls back, they don't want to hear what I've got to tell them. Even though we've sent the CD to them, telling them exactly what Sandy Gus Worth has done. Yeah, wait, let's go back to Sandy Gus Worth. I asked Sandy Gus Worth to conduct an investigation about what Mr. Magritz was saying about these clerk of court files, these files being removed from the clerk of court's offices. And for my first-time listeners, you say, well, so what? Some files got removed. Big deal, just paper. when the county attorney removed files from this courthouse, he took out what is called the answer to Mr. Makowitz's complaint. If that answer had not been removed, Mr. Makowitz's property would have not been foreclosed upon. You got it? When the county attorney removed the clerk of the court files from the clerk of the court's offices illegally and then turns around and tells the judge in the hearing there was no answer filed to the complaint, Your Honor, and the property was foreclosed upon, that is a crime. That's obstruction of justice. But who you have to get to look into those matters is a district attorney out there, Sandy Williams. And she's not going to look into it. She refused to even talk to me on the telephone. We go to Sandy Gus Wirth and we ask him to get an investigation conducted. Let me play for you a clip of the investigation that Mr. Sandy Gus Wirth did of these files being removed from the clerk of court's offices in Ohsaukee County, that then this blowhard goes up and has the unmitigated gall to sit there and give quotes to a newspaper saying what a predator Mr. Makowitz is. I talked to someone at the Judicial Commission of Wisconsin about the town of Fredonia, and listen to what she had to say.
You know, some of those small towns are, you know, their people are so intertwined and related that it's just, it can get really nasty in some of those little places.
Yeah, it got so nasty in the town of Fredonia that a clerk of a court let files out, got a man's property foreclosed, and we tried to get the county officials held accountable. They declared him a paper terrorist, got him put in jail, swatted out of his home with a 25-man SWAT team. AttorneyBusters.com. If you're not throwing up yet, come on back. I'll give you some more to be sick about.